Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the reign of King Cole. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. A new film is screening across central Appalachia. King Cole is part documentary, part fable. It explores the way Cole shaped not just the economy, but the identity of the region and what happens to that identity as the coal industry fades. The film is narrated by a coal miner's daughter, film director Elaine McMillian Sheldon. She joins me now. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Elaine, what inspired this film? What made you want to tell this story of coal right now?
Well, we're all having conversations about what the future of not only our energy, but our economies are going to be in Appalachia. And I wanted the people of the coalfields to contribute to that conversation and not only talk about our history and our present, but have dreams for the future be infused in there as well. So it felt like the right time to have a civil dialogue around coal.
And you have a personal connection with coal, right? Tell us more about that.
Yeah, there's four generations of coal workers in my family. And that's pretty normal if you grow up where I grew up. It's not a rare thing to find. My brother still works in the industry and my cousins as well. And it was sort of seeing the decline in my own family, in my own region, of not just their jobs, but of the sense of purpose and identity they had wrapped up in those jobs that made me want to make this film.
Yeah. Well, throughout the film, we see just how much of an influence coal has had on Appalachia. Instead of a ball drop to ring in the new year, one community hosts a coal drop. We see a football team called the Miners, a coal-focused beauty pageant, a coal 5K. And lots of regions have a chief industry, but it doesn't always take over the very identity of those places. What sets coal apart? Why does it have this impact?
Well, I think it's easy to forget in 2024 how powerful coal was. You know, coal transformed our societies. It fueled the Industrial Revolution. It fueled wars. And it at one time, coal miners were likened to soldiers. You know, they actually didn't have to serve overseas if they were mining coal. And so I think we sometimes forget in our day and age today where we've moved past coal psychologically and sort of from an environmental standpoint, of how important it was. And I think that's what's sort of missing in the dialogue, is that the communities don't know what their sense of importance is moving forward. And so the film is really helping start those conversations about reframing the human resources that are also important, you know, not just looking at what's beneath our feet, but what's on top of the land that is also beautiful and wonderful that we could take advantage of and sort of spring forward with.
You've said before, this is a film of mourning and a film of memories, but how does it look toward the future?
You know, they're still mining a lot of coal. And where I'm from, it's metallurgical coal, not thermal coal, so used to making steel. So the coal industry is certainly going to continue to exist, but it will be mostly ruled by technology and less workers. But what I'm seeing on the ground now is just embracing new jobs. I mean, I'm seeing things such as local food chains being supported. I'm seeing things like solar and community-driven efforts to have more sustainable ways of living. So I think we're going to be looking at an economy that's not driven by a mono economy, a big industry, but potentially smaller industries based on a local level. So I think Appalachia will look very different in the future than it's looked in the past.
That was director Elaine McMillian Sheldon talking about her new film, King Cole. It's screening now across central Appalachia, including a stop in Columbus on April 18th. It'll be broadcast on PBS POV in June.
Market your organization while supporting important statewide journalism by sponsoring the Ohio Newsroom. Your message will be heard by thousands across Ohio daily during Today from the Ohio Newsroom segments. For more information, please email Kyle Wilson at kyle.wilson@ohionewsroom.org.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.